When an orangutan refuses to go to sleep, what's a frazzled zookeeper to do? I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, back to tell you what one employee at a zoo in Poland does to cut out the monkey business at bedtime, next.
Privacy is under attack. When you give up data about yourself, you'll never get it back again. And once your privacy is gone, you'll find your freedoms will start to vanish too. So protect your rights. Say no to surveillance and keep your information to yourself. Privacy, it's worth hanging on to. This message is brought to you by StartPage.com, the private search engine alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Start over with StartPage.
Michael Kraus, a 36-year-old zookeeper in Poland, had his hands full. Two adult orangutans were driving him ape by refusing to go to sleep at night. If he gave them a fruit snack, they'd throw it around. If he tried wearing them out with play, they just got hyper. So Kraus tried reading them bedtime stories, and it worked like a lullaby. The apes got a kick out of cookbooks, especially when Kraus acted out the cooking movements. One of the apes is a big fan of German fiction, too, while the other prefers English literature. His favorite book? Pride and Prejudice. Perhaps it's time to face the fact that orangutans love Jane Austen. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht for StartPage.com, the world's most private search engine.